trying to bring you a story that is just unfolding.
The sooner we at least attempt to slow it down, the less damage there will be. I think we seriously jeopardize our own future.
Well, you're a walking example of the power of one, and we applaud you.
We know that 40% of the problem comes from our power plant. We know that a third of the problem comes from our transportation sources. The rest comes from heavy industry and others.
Roll up your sleeves, get your hands a little dirty, make a difference, right? Clean up your environment.
Yet it's the interactions of life form that make our planet habitable. It's what makes our atmosphere. It's what makes our soil fertile. It's what makes us able to survive on this planet.
Welcome to EcoTalk, and on today's program, the progress that we make in protecting and preserving our planet will be partly the sum of the policies, innovations, and yes, even sacrifices that we demand of our elected officials. Some ideas are purely practical, some require significant support, and yes, some are still too taboo to discuss. We'll hit all three today. First, former President Bill Clinton brought together the mayors of 16 cities yesterday to start a green building and energy conservation revolution at the city level. Toronto Mayor David Miller will join us in a moment to tell us how cities are leveraging their real estate to improve urban life for the sake of the planet. Then we'll hear from one of the most authoritative and controversial thinkers today. Paul Ehrlich is a professor of population studies and biological sciences at Stanford University, and his advocacy of population control on his 1968 book, The Population Bomb, remember that, is still igniting political fires some 40 years later. Finally, Greg and Connie Madison of cable TV grassroots design show Green by Design will tell us how television can be local, intimate, and sustainable all at once. We are brought to you by Pacific Gas and Electric Company. From renewable power to energy efficiency programs, PG&E is planning for the future of energy. I want to welcome our first guest, Toronto Mayor David Miller, speaking to us from Getting Greener by the Day, Toronto. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be on.
Tell us about this announcement with Bill Clinton in attendance. How did this all come together?
Well, there's a group of mayors from around the world that's called the C40. We were brought together by Mayor Ken Livingston of London to address climate change. And the announcement made with the Clinton Climate Initiative is a result of work we've been doing with President Clinton's foundation for the last number of months. And the announcement's pretty simple but amazingly powerful. The president and the C40 have brought together a group of leading banks, a group of leading energy service companies, to provide a $5 billion fund to do energy retrofits in public and private buildings in 16 cities. And this matters enormously because if you look at the consumption of energy, at least in Toronto's case, about 60% of it is to heat and cool buildings. Energy retrofits reduce that consumption enormously, sometimes up to half. So you have a huge impact on the amount of energy used and therefore a huge impact in the fight against climate change. And what's great about this announcement, some of us like Toronto and Berlin have already been doing some of this, but we have to do it in a very modest way. This announcement makes it on a world scale, creates an industry, will create training jobs, and it's all good for the environment. So it's a win-win-win-win-win-win, and we're very proud of it.
Are you talking about the Zero Footprint Internet Project?
You know, here in New York at the C40, we've been coming out with lots of ideas, and really the underlying principle is as mayors of cities, we have to act. You know, we can't wait for national governments to debate whether Kyoto is achievable or not. We know it is. You know, in Toronto, for example, our city's footprint, not the whole geographic area, the city government, has gone down by 40% over 1990 levels, which is an extraordinary achievement. And we think we can make huge gains through energy retrofits, through transportation, and through engaging people. And that's what the ZeroFootprint.Toronto website's all about. It's about engaging people in their own neighborhoods and communities. It's a web-based tool that not only tells them what the climate change impact is, but connects them with ideas that help reduce it, like a simple one, water. The more water you use, the more pumps run, the more electricity you use. And so we have a program at the city to install low-flow toilets. We give you a $60 or $75 rebate to do it, depending on the size of the toilet. And on this web-based tool, if somebody's a huge water consumer, they'd be connected right with our program at City Hall. And it also allows people to network in their own neighborhoods and communities. And that kind of feeling is already there in Toronto. I know it's there in some U.S. cities. For example, we have some neighborhoods organizing to create solar panel buying co-ops to heat and cool their houses through solar heat. Zero Footprint Toronto is designed to facilitate that, and hopefully other cities will take it up, and we can do that on a world scale.
And what do you think about former President Bill Clinton really organizing this years after he left the White House? Is that appropriate? Would you rather be dealing with George Bush, or does it not matter as long as somebody's leading the way?
Well, the first answer is somebody needs to lead, but I'm very impressed with former President Clinton. He's very gracious, but he's about taking real actions, and that's what mayors are about. You know, our residents and cities expect us to lead and expect us to act. And this initiative wouldn't have happened without President Clinton's initiative.
No.
Because he brought together the banks, the energy service companies, all of them. It would have been impossible. We can all do our things, but, you know, he's a world figure, and he has taken some things that works in cities and made it global.
Are you familiar with ICLEI and the Cool Mayors Conference?
Oh, yeah. ICLEI's headquartered in Toronto.
Okay, so you're part of that.
In our city hall, right in my home.
Wow. So have you started turning off the lights and computers overnight at City Hall like Salt Lake City did and save some $50,000 a year?
Yeah, these things all work. It's extraordinary. And we're aiming to make our City Hall a green showcase. And, in fact, the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Climate Initiative, is helping us with that. The mayor of Salt Lake City is here, actually, in New York.
Rocky.
He's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And these things... You know, our Zero Footprint partner, which is called Zero Footprint, a guy named Ron Dembo, used to be a professor at Yale, he said that if we turn off all the screensavers in the 40 cities that are represented at this conference, it would be equivalent to closing 150 coal-fired plants, and you'd save money.
Is Toronto leading the way in Canada as far as being a green city? I know in the United States we now have rankings, and the top greenest cities are, you know, rated each year. Is that happening in Canada yet?
Yes, I don't know if there's been a ranking, but we're really green. Torontonians have been environmentalists for a long time. I've really been pushing the fight against climate change as part of my agenda because I think it's the challenge of our time and perhaps the challenge of all times. But Torontonians expect green actions, and they want to do it. For example, we've planted 400,000 trees over the past few years, and most of those plantings have been done by volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
That's because people want to get out there. They want to improve their environment. They just need to know how sometimes. And that's our job at City Hall, to connect them with ways to know how.
And how are you educating your city, your community? Because that's key. Once people understand what's at stake and what they can do about it, they tend to get into action. Just wondering how you're able to communicate this so well in your city. What's working as far as outreach?
Well, one of the things is we've invited Al Gore up four times in the last few months.
That'll
for his
do
organizations.
It.
And they were scalping tickets when he spoke at the University of Toronto.
I believe it.
They were scalping tickets to see Al Gore.
A rock star. He's the same thing. In Marin County, he's coming May 23rd. They sold out within 1 hour. They had to move the location to the Giant Civic Center.
We have various programs that educate people, we're very good as a city government, being in neighborhoods, working with people on local issues. But, you know, the big picture, Canada's a winter country, as everybody knows. I emigrated there from England, and my first year in Canada, my school was closed four times because the temperature was too cold for children to go outside. This year, we didn't have snow till January, and it really made people sit up and notice. So in Canada, at least in eastern Canada, Toronto, Montreal, cities like that, people don't doubt climate change. All they want to know is what they need to do and how we're going to do it, and they're making sure their governments act.
As part of your Zero Footprint initiative, are you increasing the user-friendliness of public transportation, doing anything to reduce traffic congestion?
Yes, we're trying to. Toronto has a very good public transportation system, but the city's outgrown it, and the infrastructure wasn't expanded over the past 20 years. So one of my goals, I'm in my second term as mayor, I just got reelected. One of my goals is to significantly expand our public transportation system. We're going to do it through light rail transit, basically streetcars running in their own right-of-way on city roads. Our program's called Transit City. There's a website called transitcity.ca. And I like the program because you can build light rail networks in real time. They're very effective at medium densities, and a lot of Toronto's a medium density city. And it's affordable compared to subways, but it's rail-based. And when you build rail-based transit, development follows and your city grows and thrives.
And what about green building? Is that really catching on like it is here?
Yes, we're setting up standards. We have a green building standard at the City of Toronto. It's mandatory for public buildings, but not yet mandatory for private, although it will be. But private builders are ahead of us. Here in New York, I had a small business delegation. One of them is a company named Tridel. They're a condominium builder, the leading one in Canada. They are doing green buildings on their own without being required to. And they're starting. The key is suppliers have to be able to supply green products. So they went to their suppliers 5 years ago and said, we want green products. and now they've got them. And now there are businesses in whose interest it is to build green, and it's going to spread like wildfire. It's true in commercial buildings as well. It's now accepted. You have to build green.
And we just have a minute left, so how will you be able to track your progress and your success?
Well, we're measuring our carbon emissions. Our goals are to for our city geographic region to meet Kyoto and beyond, and we're going to track emissions and measure it. And I know we can do it because Torontonians want to, and ultimately that's the most powerful thing. The citizens really want to act. That's how you make change.
Mayor David Miller, thank you for the change you're making and for being a leader in this area. We've been speaking to the mayor of Toronto, Canada. They're getting greener by the day. We'll be back right after these messages.